Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He reigns forevermore. Father, we are thankful for another opportunity to come before your presence, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Holy Spirit, come. You're our helper. You're the one who helps us have clarity and direction. And we receive this grace now. Let our lines of communication with you, Holy Spirit, in knowing what is in the Father's heart, so that we can pray according to His will. Be clear. Scramble and mess up all the lines of the enemy and throw confusion into their territory. Release evil-seeking missiles to seek out the workings of the enemy and to begin even now to bring about destruction to their arsenal and wreak havoc on principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness, as you grant your sons and your daughters access not only into your presence, but to strip the enemy's camp of those that they've held captive, bringing men and women, O God, into the place of peace, working in the graces of your loving kindness. This we declare and decree by the word of your faith. In the mighty, glorious name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise God. Good to see you all. Well, tonight we are going to cover some ground. And some of the ground that we're going to be covering is to declare and decree the things that we have received of the Lord the past 2 days when we had the turnaround convocation. And we are also going to pray about the happenings in the Ukraine. The enemy, the Lord told us, I don't know, about 5 or 6 years ago. I do remember this service, but I don't remember what year now. But I know that I was walking down when the Lord said, Satan just got kicked out. And that was a shocker to me, because when I think about Satan being kicked out, I think about it as something that happened way long time ago. But the word was so clear that that was something that just happened. And as I reflected on it, it dawned on me that the word of God says in the book of Job that Satan keeps on going up and down. He had access, still had access. But it was very clear. He got kicked out. And the following words were, it's going to hit the fan, so to speak, in a summarized way. And that's what's been happening in our world. Things were bad before, but all of a sudden, things picked up. Last year, was it the year before? The Lord told us about the drugs addiction cases that were going to rise dramatically. If I remember correctly, He said at that time, 400%. It's going to rise 400%. And say, wow, that's bad. But how is it going to get that bad? But it is. I was listening to the news recently, and it said 40% of the drugs coming into the US and Canada have been laced with fentanyl. So people are taking meds and are overdosing. That's what the Lord said. Those are things that are happening. Suicide rates rising in incredible ways. So we see that the enemy is running around as the word of God says, to and fro, seeking whom he is going to devour. But we are not devourable. Amen? But the people that are being devoured are sons, daughters, brothers, cousins, uncles, family members. Those people that have been destroyed have a family. When I go downtown, I'm driving through downtown and I see the many people that are on the streets. I don't just see them that way, I see them as somebody's child, somebody's son, somebody's daughter, somebody's sibling. They had birthdays, they were celebrated when they were born, and here they are. Maybe it's a fault of theirs, maybe not. Many years ago, we had a young man, well, not really young, that young. I don't seem to remember his name right now. He used to be on the streets, but somehow he found love here. And now he will come. When I checked on his story, I found out that he was a businessman who was doing very well, and his business crashed and he ended up on the streets. Lost it. So not everyone out there has a story that has no true foundation. Things happen to people. There are people that are on the streets today that were married, had children, had homes, and things happened. And we're not far from that again. So today we're going to pray for people. There's people that God loves and cares about that are going through incredible experiences that the enemy has just pushed down and is kicking at because he is very upset. He is very angry. So we're going to believe God for our communities, for our families, for our countries, for our churches. God doesn't need everybody praying. He just needs somebody praying. He says, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst of them. The havoc that is taking place in the Ukraine right now, it's not funny. It amazes me that the amount of people that they say have died is that small with all of the damages that have taken place. Those people have been harassed day and night. Families separated because the devil is moving around seeking whom he's going to destroy. But what we do know is this. The word of God says that earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But then it says, the heavens, even the heavens, they belong unto the Lord, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. Jesus was addressed as the Son of Man. And so when the Word of God talks about sons of men, he's talking about people who have a sense of ownership. And we're going to pray today that the devil does not have a right over God's people. The people of the Ukraine are God's people. Amen? So we're going to believe God. The Ukrainians are crying out for the skies to be shut down. so that the enemy's missiles cannot come through. And the world says, no, no, no. But I do believe that God is still God of the heavens. Amen? He can shut that thing down and cause them not to be able to wreak havoc on lives just because they want to. I am certain that at this very time of great struggle and pain, that the Ukrainians, while they might wonder where is God in all of this, that most of them are also open to recognize the fact that their life is so brief and that they need to make a decision. So we're going to ask that God will send out workers some way, somehow. Those that have escaped into Poland and into the other nations and are going around, that God will send workers their way who will show them love and who will show them God's grace and speak the word of truth into their lives. These are some of the things that we need to deal with tonight. Because God will do nothing in the earth except he first reveals his secrets to his prophets, his servants, his prophets, so that he can declare God's will done in the earth as it is in heaven. Amen? When God sees the Ukraine, I don't see him saying him incapable of addressing issues. Obviously, disorder is there, and there's no disorder in the heavens concerning the Ukraine. So we're going to call the will of God in the heavens to be made manifest in the earth and put a stop to the activities of the enemy. The devil's a liar. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may stand, you may sit. It doesn't matter. But the synopsis of what we're going to be praying about is right there before you. God, we believe you for our community, our families, our city, our country. The devil has no right over God's people. Send out workers to the people in the Ukraine who can lead them to Christ. Let your will be made manifest in the earth. Attached to that is our prayer about the high level of suicidal experiences that the Lord told us about, that this was coming. And he told us about the drug addiction and overdose that was coming. That was a year plus ago. So this is coming. Now it is here. Let us pray for these things to begin to turn around and people having access to God. Yesterday, I think it was, two young people were overdosing from a drug that had fentanyl in it, and their friends tried to give them mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and the ones that were giving them got affected. This is a dangerous drug. This is of the devil. Somebody goes and creates something like that. Ecstasy was bad enough. Now we have fentanyl. You just touch it with your skin, and that can be it for you. About 6 months ago, and we're going to pray in a moment, but I want us to see what we need to address here. We are taking the battle to the enemy. Amen? A cop arrested a guy, and the guy had fentanyl. And just because he touched the guy, he passed out. Like right away, right there on the street. Bang! Overdosing from this drug. They tried to get him back. The friend shot him with some kind of injection that brought him back. And a few minutes later, he was back out, dying. This is the devil destroying people that Jesus Christ died for. We are not going to allow that. We're going to do our part by calling on God's perfect will to reach out to men and women in our communities. It's not just happening downtown. It's happening in the suburbs. It's happening in the rural areas. Are you ready to pray? Awesome. Well, as I said, you may stand if you want. You may sit if you want. But let us start out by declaring that our communities, our families, our churches, our city is not the playing ground for the devil and his cohorts. Amen? This is not your playground. We are taking a stand by the authority in the name of Jesus Christ and saying that you are not going to be running around here, not while we are here. We are taking our city back. We're taking our families back. We're taking our marriages back. We're taking our relationships back. We're declaring that the devil has no right over God's people. And we're declaring all of these people God's people. God created them. The devil did not create them. And therefore, the devil doesn't have a right to them. Amen? Lift up your voice before the Lord and begin to pray. Rato sheke le brasaka te batoe. Ye malo sindele batoka. Father, we give you praise for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We're thankful, Lord, O God, that you are here with us. We're thankful, Lord, O God, that you're the God who knows us and you know all of your people. Lord, O God, these are your creations, the ones that you created in your image and in your likeness, the ones that you paid the price of redemption for. And Lord, O God, the enemy has come into the camp of your people, come into our world, and he is wreaking havoc in the lives of men, wrecking families, destroying relationships, causing men and women to be infested, O God, with diabolical ideas to bring about disaster in our world. And Lord, O God, this day in the name of Jesus Christ, we, your people, called by your name, take our rightful place, recognizing that, Lord, O God, that the heavens belong to you, but the earth have you given to the sons of men. And Lord, O God, as your representatives in the earth, we are declaring this day that you, O God, our holy God, our heavenly Father, Lord, O God, whose name is hallowed, we're saying, O God, this day, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Lord, O God, your will in heaven is pure. It is holy. It is good. It is orderly. And Lord, O God, we embrace, O God, the fullness of that truth this day. And we bring that, O God, which is in the heavens to the earth realm. We bring it, O God, into our families. We bring it, O God, into our communities. We bring it, O God, into our cities, our towns, villages, and hamlets. We bring it, O God, into the seats of government. We bring it, O O God, into your church. We bring it, O God, into every realm. We say this day in the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, you don't have a right here. We are demanding that you loose the people of God and let them go. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the minds of your children. Father God, that minds will be healed, that all the confusion, all the wickedness, the maliciousness, the evil practitioners, O God, of the enemy that have been invading the minds of men, causing them, O God, to walk in wickedness. Father, this day, we are asking, O God, that your word will go forth as an evil-seeking missile, that it will attack, O God, the presence of evil in the hearts of men, in the minds of men, and Lord, O God, that those things will be eradicated, purged, cleansed out of their minds, that they will come, O God, to their right minds. Your word says, O God, that the prodigal came to himself. O Father, in the name of Jesus, we are asking, O God, that men and women will come to their right mind, that their ears will be open to hear your word, their eyes open to see what you show to them. And Lord, O God, that you will meet men and women in their dreams. And Lord, O God, that gangsters right now, Lord, O God, drug pushers right now will begin to have visions of you. And Lord, O God, that they will repent. And Lord, O God, turn from their evil ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God Almighty, that manufacturers of God of these drugs will begin to pour out the drugs. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, pour them out and waste it. In the mighty name of Jesus, flush it all out. Oh, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that, Lord, O God, that there will be an intervention, that you will cleanse our waters. Lord, O God, that men and women will awaken to the reality of the love of God. Father, in just a few days from now, exactly a month, we will be celebrating Good Friday, celebrating Resurrection Sunday, celebrating the fact that you hung on a cross, that you died and you were buried, and single-handedly you went into the depths of hell so that man may not end up there. You stripped the devil all by yourself, taking from him the keys of death and the grave, rising up from the dead. You did not need anybody to roll away the stone. You walked out. 40 days later, you stood on a cloud and ascended into the heavens, seated at the right hand of the Father. 10 days later, you sent the Holy Spirit. And Lord, O God, we are asking that which you did then about 2,000 years ago, that the full impact of it will hit our world. For you are not willing that anyone perish, but that all come to repentance. So, Father, we ask now for grace, for repentance, for drug dealers, for the mafia, for all these agents of hell that are armed to the teeth and have their own force. And Lord, O God, that there will be a surrender, that we will have these agents of darkness turn around and begin to testify of how you, O God, saved them, how you touched them, how, Lord, O God, you turned their lives around. Father, thank you that this is not a figment of our imagination, but a reality that will be made manifest If you turned a Saul around who persecuted the church and made him a Paul, Lord God Almighty, you can touch this man and these women that are flooding our world with drugs, flooding our world with confusion, causing men and women to lose their lives, causing people to be addicted. We break that stronghold of addiction now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, Father. Amen and amen. In Jesus' name. Now we're going to go a little bit further. Addictions cause lives to be wasted. People lose control. All they want is whatever it is they've been addicted to. We want to ask God to intervene and to touch the chemical balances in the bodies of those that have been addicted. Fix whatever needs to be fixed in their brains, in their thought processing factors, and break free from those addictions. It is one thing for God to dismantle the roots of the addiction, the drugs and the manufacturers. It's another thing for those that have been addicted already to be freed from the addiction. So the Lord says to us, whatever it is that we bind shall be bound, because we declare it illegal. And whatever it is that we lose, we'll get loose. People need to be loose from the influence of that which has caused them to be addicted. Amen? So we're going to pray, God, intervene. Intervene and touch individuals that have become addicted. Break through to their minds. Break through to the chemistry of their bodies. Break through to the psychological infrastructure within them, that they become free from the diabolical activities of the enemy. These are sons and daughters, uncles, cousins, fathers, mothers. The other day I saw a pregnant woman, and she was busy doing drugs. And they asked her, can't you even do this, stop this for your child? She said, I don't know how to. She was addicted. Whatever the trigger points are for that addiction to whatever, let it be broken. Let people become free in the name of Jesus, so that when the enemy pushes the button, there's no connection. It's totally disconnection from the addiction. Can we pray that? Rise with me. You may be seated if you want to, but if you can stand, make your declaration right now. Break that spirit of addiction. Let the influence of the enemy as it relates to addiction be shattered right now. We are asking God to intervene, to fix what needs to be fixed within the people's bodies who are under addiction, to break through into their minds and the infrastructure of the systems of their thinking, to loose them from the influence of that which has caused them to be addicted. That includes wrong relationships, that they will be separated, that they will not hunger and thirst for those relationships, whether it's to the drugs or to people, that there will be a separation, a demarcation between them and whatever it is that has generated that addiction, that they'll be loose from that lie, that system will be destroyed off of their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we are thankful that, Lord, oh God, your word says, oh God, if we ask anything according to your will, that you will do it. And we are convinced beyond measure, the Lord, oh God, that we are praying according to your will right now. For, Lord, oh God, it is not your will for your sons and your daughters to be addicted to drugs. So, Lord, oh God, we shatter that lie of the enemy that has kept people addicted, addicted to this foolishness. It's caused their minds, oh God, to be drained and put in a stupor. Father, this day, by the authority of your word, let the spirit of reliance on these drugs cease right now. Father, in Jesus' name, your word says, oh God, that we should not even spend our time to be drunk with wine wherein there is excess. But so, Lord, oh God, this day in Jesus' name, we are asking, oh God, for supernatural change. That this change will take place in families. This change will take place even in your church. This change will take place, oh God, in our communities. Father, let there be freedom for your children by the authority of your everlasting word. We believe you for the move of your miraculous working power. Your miracle working power, God, will release, oh God, for the minds of these people, oh God, that are addicted. Let the stronghold of addiction fail now. Disconnect. Let there be a disconnect between them and that addiction. And let that empty spot be filled now with the joy of the Most High God. Peace that passes all understanding with the mind of Christ. For Lord, oh God, we believe you, God, for salvation. We believe you that your word says now, even now, that your spirit shall cover the whole globe, the whole earth, the whole world, even as the waters cover the sea. Even as the spirit brooded upon the waters, you began to say, let there be light, and you brought about restoration of the world. Father, let your spirit brood upon men and women in every nation, in every community right now, and let the word, your word, let there be light, oh God, be released, and let the process of restoration begin to take place. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you for miracles, Most High God. Break the spirit of addiction from off the lives of those, oh God, that have been addicted. Addicted for 40 years, addicted for 50, addicted for 30, addicted for 20, addicted for 10, addicted for 1, addicted. No matter how late it seems, no matter how early it seems, we're thanking the Lord for supernatural breakthroughs. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Well, right now, we're going to begin to pray for those who are in the Ukraine, who have been bombarded, who are crying out that they want the skies to be shut up. They're relying on man to do that. But God can do that all by himself. Because for man to do it for them might create a bigger problem in our world. So we need God. Let the man do what they can do. But those things that man cannot do for them right now, we're asking God to intervene. So many that have been wasted. Just the other day, they had in a theater setting, the people were hiding in the bunker, in the basement. Soldiers had written, women and children are here. And that's where they went to send a bomb. And those that are trying to help those that are in there come out are being shot at. That is outright wickedness. That's evil. Not trying to be political, I'm just trying to say there are some things that you just don't do. It's just wrong. It's just outright wrong. So we're going to believe God to intervene in this matter. One of the things he told us was that there was going to be, this year was going to be a year of disorder, but that we are given the grace to bring order to it. Remember that? No sooner did we step into the year, there's disorder everywhere. He already told us that. But he says, I'm giving you the right to bring about order. So we're going to declare order concerning that issue right this very moment. Doesn't matter whether those who are doing it and those that are victimized by it, whether they know God or don't know God. What I do know and what we do know is this, that every one of us were created in the image and likeness of God. All sinners saved by His grace. Hallelujah. So because they are sons and daughters who do not know that they are sons and daughters yet, does not mean that we don't pray for them. Once upon a time, I was lost too. And so were you. Nobody deserves to be poked around by the devil. Everyone needs a chance. So we're going to ask God for His intervention concerning this matter and say, God, step in. We want you to step in into what's happening in the Ukraine, what's happening in Kiev, what's happening in Lviv, what's happening in Mariupol, Odessa, all of these communities. Father, bring your hammer down. Amen? God knows exactly where to poke. Hallelujah. He knows the Achilles heel of everybody. So let God touch the Achilles heel that will cause this whole disaster to stop like that. Amen? He can stop it. And we ask Him for that. And we do know that we're praying according to His will. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice. Let's rise. As I said, if you want to sit, sit. If you want to stand, stand. But let us ask God to intervene in the Ukraine. We don't know what the ins and outs of what is happening is, but what we don't want is people just wasting away. People being killed, children being killed, women being killed unnecessarily. This was a totally unnecessary battle. The Word of God says God has set in place portioned people for wherever it is that they need to live. Nations were set in place. Nobody has the right to cross the line. Let that yoke be destroyed. Let that mindset be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. Heavenly Father, we're asking, O God, that your hammer comes down and that it comes down hard. And Lord, O God, in the name of Jesus, that Lord, O God, that you will discipline these practitioners of evil who are victimizing those that you died for. We ask, O God, that you will intervene, that this disaster that is being enacted and being seen all over the world, people are taking sides, where this is okay or that is not okay. But Lord, O God, we are asking, O God, for your hammer to come down to stop this nonsense. Because, Lord, it is impacting the lives of men, women, and children, and all that you have blessed people with. Your sons and your daughters who have called upon your name have been attacked. Your churches scattered all over the place. We're asking, O God, for your intervention. We're asking, O Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, O God, that not only will you put a halt to this war by stopping, O God, those who are pushing it, for there are those that are profiting from all of this wickedness. Stop every single one of them. Harvest out those, O God, that are pushing this wickedness and bring an immediate halt to this battle. Father, we ask it that your name be glorified in the Ukraine. We ask, O God, that you will expose everyone that is pushing this wickedness, that their propaganda will be exposed in the mighty name of Jesus, that cooler minds will step into the rightful place. Lord, O God, that those sitting in the seat of authority and moving wickedness on will be removed, Father, by the authority of your word. Father, we are asking, O God, for the removal of those that are pushing this wickedness. We are asking, O God, that there will be a mighty move of your spirit. For God, you see more than we do see. This enemy is trying to create an atmosphere where the whole world is in a state of turmoil. Generating another shutdown so that the gospel of the kingdom might not be preached. Father, we are pushing back this wickedness. We are pushing back this darkness. By the authority of your word and the authority of your everlasting name, we push back this darkness now. This darkness is pushed back in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. This darkness we push back right now. This darkness that wants to create a world war, we push you back in the mighty name of Jesus. You are not going to shut off the sky so that the people, the missionaries and ministers of the gospels cannot travel and take the gospel far and near. No, you don't have that right. You don't have that right. So you prince of the power of the air, you spirit that now work in the children of disobedience, we send the word of God to come after you right now. As a hammer, the word of God comes upon your head. As a hammer, the word of God causes you to fail in the mighty name of Jesus. You don't have any rights. Jesus paid the price for redemption for all of God's people. And your disastrous ways will now stop. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask, O God, that this war stops. But as it stops, that people will not now then begin to be prideful, but that there will be humility among the Ukrainians, humility among the Russians, humility all around. And Lord, O God, that men and women in these communities will come before your house, come before your throne in worship, in adoration, with thanksgiving, and just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, that cooler minds have prevailed. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign, let there be peace. Let there be peace. Let there be peace. We ask it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, we're going to pray for the church. We're going to, of course, use Glory and Peace Church as a point of contact. But we pray for all of God's people, the Church of Jesus Christ, locally and globally, the universal church, the body of Christ. Our Lord said it is not meant to be the den of thieves, but that his church was to be a house of prayer. And having cleansed the church, he brought in those that were not allowed to come in. He brought in the blind, the lame, the crippled, the deaf. And he healed them. The church is to be a healing center. Amen? We're going to ask God to help us be what he designed us to be. Praise God. We're designed to be a kind of people. Let that which God has designed us to be made manifest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, it is like this. We have out there right now, lots of snow, ice. That ice has particular properties within it. There is the hardness of the ice, and if the temperature changes, that ice becomes water. True? That's another level. That property was potentially in their eyes. If you keep on heating that water, it goes into the gaseous level. That gaseous level in the same realm was potentially in that water or that ice. There is something that God has invested in us as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Amen? We're going to ask God to help the church begin to exhibit all of the potential graces that He has invested in us as a church in every stage, that we'll be able to graduate to every stage and fulfill the full regiment, the full spectrum of what God has put into us when He says to us that He has made us more than conquerors. When He said to us that He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Amen? That pertain unto godliness. Hallelujah. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings concerning that. Because He has made us partakers of His divine nature. Amen? So we are going to embrace all that God has invested in us as the church, so that we are not less than what we should be, but that every one of us are operating at the capacity of grace that God has given to us. Praise God. When I read the Word of God, I read about how Peter was walking, and they began to bring people so that just his shadow can rest on them and get healed. That is a capacity that God has put in us. We have that capacity. So we're going to ask God to help us flow in the capacity that He has given to us as His church. This church, this local church, but also His church globally. The church that does not operate in fear, does not operate in doubt, because they know that greater is He that is in us than he that's in the world. Amen? So let us lift up our voice and speak that, you know, the Word of God says, wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. And God has given us the gift of righteousness. So lack cannot be part of our lives. Praise God. Lack is not part of my life. Lack is not part of your life. So we're going to embrace all of the wealth and riches that God says in His Word is in our house. This house, my house, your house. Amen? Rise, let us declare the will of God. Amen. Father, Your promises are yes, and in You they are amen. And Lord of God, tonight we come before You and we say, Lord, You are the builder of the church. The church that You build, the gates of hell cannot prevail over. So Lord of God, this day we thank You, Lord, that we as Your people, birthed by Your Spirit, and therefore birthed in the likeness of God, will not now or at any time live less than You have ordained us to live. We are not going to be eagles living the life of ducklings. So Lord, today in the name of Jesus, we ask, Father, O God, that that which You have invested in us, that which You have poured into us, that that potential will begin now to flow richly and powerfully. A lot, O God, that will begin to flow in the unction and the anointings of your Spirit, and therefore by the authority of your word, live the God kind of life daily. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we ask, O God, that your hand will rest upon Glory and Peace Church. Rest upon this ministry. And not just this ministry, but every ministry, every church that you have birthed. Every church that you have raised up, not the church of the charlatan who is there just to rob the people of God blind, not the church, O God, of wolves dressed in sheep's clothing, but Lord, O God, your genuine church, the church that you have birthed, the people that you've raised up, the people who recognize that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, who know that you paid the price of redemption. We're asking, O God, that that church rise as a beacon. Let it rise. O Father, in Jesus' name, as an eagle, let it rise. Let it mount on wings like eagles. Let it take flight this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it, O God, be a radical church that moves under the unction and the anointings of your Holy Spirit, revived. O God, not a dead church, but a live church. O God, full of your fullness. O God, moving in the unction and the anointings of your Holy Spirit, we ask, O God, that the church of Jesus Christ will rise to its rightful place. God, help us, O God, be what you've designed us to be. Let your will be made manifest in your church now. O Father, your word says that in the house of the righteous is wealth and riches. So let it be in your church. Let it be, O God, so now that your sons and your daughters see with the clarity of the eyes of the living God. For you are the Father who created all things. Your children cannot be poor. Your children cannot be in need. Not when you are our good shepherd. So, Father, we ask, O God, that you will shepherd your church. Shepherd, O God, the shepherds, your under-shepherds, your pastors, your apostles, your prophets. Shepherd, O God, your evangelists and your pastor teachers. Shepherd, O God, your bishops. Shepherd, O God, your sons and your daughters. And cause, O God, the flock, O God, to be wholesome and healthy. In the name of Jesus. Let the sheep, O God, begin to birth lambs. Father, we give you praise that the church, O God, is alive. It is thriving. It is thriving because your healing grace flows in it. Deliverance is happening. The sick are brought in and they're receiving their healing. The demonized are getting delivered. Those, O God, that are operating in different levels of confusion are experiencing the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Joy is filling the hearts of the depressed. Needs are met. All because your people are worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Lord Jesus, we do not say that the harvest is not here. We see what you see. We see that the harvest field is white and ready to be harvested. And we pray what you said for us to pray. Send harvesters into your harvesting field. Send forth laborers to this harvest field. Build up your team in this church, in this ministry. People working hand in hand. Moving in faith, loving, the people that you have loved with an everlasting love. Be magnified, O God. We give you praise for all things. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. As the Church of Jesus Christ, we will exhibit all of the graces that God has invested in us. We'll live our life to the fullest potential. To God be all the glory and the honor forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we'll honor God with our giving. We'll release our offerings, our tithes, first fruits, vows, whatever it is that God has placed in our hands as expressions of worship and adoration to the Most High God. And then we're going to have Mama come and close in prayer for us tonight. It's a joy to have her with us today. Amen. Praise God. Come on, let's do it. I must have dropped mine already, I think. It's not here. So it must be in there. Yeah, I think so. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Thank you so very much for coming tonight to pray about all of these issues that we have prayed about tonight. We believe God has heard us, and with thanksgiving, we'll receive what we've prayed for. Amen. Praise God. Please come.
All right, let us rise, and I'm just going to conclude in prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that your God who answers prayer.
Yes, you do.
You declared a lot of things over the nations. You declared your intervention for Ukraine and the nations that are helping, especially Poland, that they will not be overwhelmed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That their generosity, Almighty God, you will comfort and bless the families.
Yes.
All the nations that are around, that are helping, that you will remember them now.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, anyone who gives a cup of water in your name, you will bless.
Amen.
Father, remember your people.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, when nobody's there to help, you are the answer.
Yes, sure.
We are now in the time where we have to look up for our redemption draw nigh. You are the answer.
Yes.
We can see the world, the so-called G7 nations that are supposed to have the power to help. They cannot help a tiny nation. Mm. So, Lord God, you are the answer.
Yes.
May our eyes, may this be a wake-up call for every one of us to begin to look up to you.
Mm.
To look up to you that you are the answer.
Yes.
There is no other answer for our world but you. Jesus, you are the answer. Let there be a wake-up call for every one of us.
Amen.
Let the heart and hearts of men wake up from their slumber.
Mm.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, you that sleepeth. Arise from your slumber. May people begin to arise from their slumber.
Hallelujah.
To know that it is time to turn to you, Almighty God.
Yes.
You are the answer, O God. The things that we are weak to, only you can be strong in our lives. Mm. We ask for your strength like never before.
Yes.
Be with the president of Ukraine and his people, Lord. Be with the Ukrainian people, Lord. Many nations had shelter there. Father God, touch them, Lord. Mm. As they see the ravaging of wickedness in their nation, give them hope, Lord.
Amen.
Give them light, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Give them hope, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Let the blood of Jesus continue to watch, cover that nation. Cover the people, Lord.
Thank you.
Cover the old and the weak, the seniors, the children, the women, the men. Everyone needs your help. As it is happening there, may the world wake up and see that they can help. Because tomorrow it can be their nation also in trouble. Father, deliver us from evil.
Amen.
Deliver us from evil. Begin to raise righteous leaders in all our nations, Lord. Amen. Raise up righteous leaders in all our nations.
Oh God.
When the wicked rule, the people are in fear and in pain. Mm. But when the righteous rule, the people are rejoicing.
Yes.
Father, raise up righteous leaders.
Amen.
In the nations, oh God. All the Thank nations, Lord. There's issue in every nation right now. There is not one that has clean. Father God, bring your purity back.
Amen.
Give us time for more souls to be saved.
Mm.
As the clock is running down, as your coming is coming soon, Father God, draw us back to you, Lord. Mm. Draw us to you, Lord. The things that matter that will begin to go. When we sin, that will quickly repent and ask God to have mercy on us.
Yes.
To forgive us our sin. When we are disobedient, that we will drop it fast and begin to obey your ways, oh God.
Mm.
Father, raise us up as that you touch every one of us. Draw us back to the cross. May we remember to begin to sacrifice for one another. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we pray for all the families that are suffering, those who are having addictions, any type of addiction, whether it's drug, whether it's pornography, whether it is alcohol, whether it is any type of addiction that people have. Father God, we ask, oh God, any habits, anything that they could not handle on their own, Father, we call for your holy answer.
Hallelujah.
Help, oh God.
Help.
Help from above.
Help,
help from above.
Help,
help from above. Like the pregnant woman said, I cannot help. Because when you are in this state, you don't even know what you are doing. You cannot help. You're out of control. Father, you are the one that can control now.
Mm.
We ask for your control.
Yes,
Holy Ghost,
Holy
visit
God.
The mind.
Yes,
Holy
Lord.
Ghost, visit the mind. Brood upon the mind.
Kata
the mind that is destroyed. The mind that is shaky. The mind that is not functioning correctly. Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost!
Whatever has happened in the soul realm that has pushed them to this place. Even now, you don't even have to be in drugs for a long time. Like the stories we heard tonight.
Mm.
Just touching somebody with that evil and it affects them immediately.
Mm.
Father God, deliver your people.
Yes,
it can happen to anyone. So deliver every one of us from
Amen.
This evil. Deliver our young people. Deliver our old people. Deliver your children, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Have mercy, O God. Families that are crying behind the scenes. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, save, save. Save your people, Lord. Save us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, bring revival back to the churches.
Amen.
Churches are sleeping. Father, wake us up.
Amen.
Churches are sleeping. Jesus, you say, pray, they're sleeping. They're sleeping. Wake us up. 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 I saw your lava tonight. Let that holy fire begin to bubble all over again. Bubble all over again. Bubble all over again. Bubble. Let there be an eruption, an interruption in the ways of man. In the name of Jesus, that the eruption of the Holy Ghost will rise in our land, oh God. Wake up, Canada. Wake up this nation. In the name of Jesus, wake up the nations that are hearing the sound of my voice right now. Wake up the United States of America. Wake up Nigeria. There's every nation. Wake us up, oh God, that will turn back to you. And Lord, we continue to believe that you will never leave us nor forsake us according to your word. So we put our trust in you for your mighty intervention. We give you praise, O God. We give you praise. Lord, let families begin to pray in their homes.
Amen.
Begin to call upon you. The wickedness that are going on behind the scene, behind closed doors, Father, erase all of them.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Anyone who's been affected, the touch of Satan be erased from families.
Amen.
Erased from the mind of everyone who call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We plead the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We speak your holy word.
Amen.
The sword of the Lord, go forth now and begin to cut down every evil. In the name of Jesus, the same God who cut down Hitler can cut any rising Hitler. In the name of Jesus, can cut down any dictator. In the name of Jesus, the sword of the Lord is still functioning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your sword is not dead. Your sword is still alive.
Mm.
The sword of the Lord,
hallelujah,
is still able to function perfectly.
Mm.
So arise, O God, and let all your enemies be scattered.
Amen.
Be scattered.
Hallelujah.
May the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob remember his children.
Hallelujah.
And one of your children has been asking for help,
mm.
President Zelensky. Touch him.
Yeah.
Remember the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
Lord, that they will turn back to you, O God.
Amen.
Save Israel.
Save
Jerusalem.
Save.
Peace within her walls.
Save.
And her palaces. Remember the Peace. Cry of your children.
Amen.
Lord, we call upon your name.
Mm.
Because you are the only answer and the solution. Let evil and his work be destroyed.
Amen.
In our families, in our midst, in the name of Jesus. We receive your shalom, we receive your peace, we receive your joy, and we receive your strength. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, Amen. We're going to turn off from those that are on Facebook Live and YouTube and Reddit and other platforms at this point. And we just want to say blessings to Sister Carol.
Hi, Sister.